In the summer of 2004, Wisconsin Right to Life wanted to run ads that urged people to contact Democratic Senators Russ Feingold and Herb Kohl about not filibustering President Bush's judicial nominees. The Federal Election Commission blocked the commercials, saying that under the way they were funded, they would have run too close to the date of Feingold's Senate election that year. But Right to Life Executive Director Barbara Lyons says the McCain-Feingold campaign finance law should have a lobbying exemption.
So that citizen groups such as ours can participate in the lobbying process on legitimate issues before the Congress that just happen to be occurring at the same time as an election. We believe that we should not, as officials of our organization, face jail terms simply for trying to participate in government.
But Senator Feingold says it was no coincidence that Right to Life wanted to run filibuster ads so close to Election Day, especially since the group backed his three main Republican opponents. Feingold says there should be consistency on when political ads can run.
I think there's an absolute right to speak about these issues. They can talk about the issue all they want, but when they start mentioning candidates' names, then there should be some rules so that the elections are somewhat fair, and the Supreme Court has already said that that's constitutional. Now they're going to look at it again, and we'll see what happens.
In an unusual alliance, lawyers for the Bush administration are taking Feingold's side, perhaps fearing left-leaning groups would start running ads mentioning Republicans just before this fall's election. It's unclear if the changing lineup of the Supreme Court justices will affect how the High Court views the McCain-Feingold law. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.